Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about this. This is the video that everybody's talking about today. This is I didn't realize. I knew it was in Pasco. I didn't realize how close to my house this was. 31-year-old Land O'Lakes man is facing a variety of charges following a serious crash on Monday near the intersection of U.S. 41 and County Line Road in Lutz. Robert Vance is being held without bond at the Pasco jail. He is facing one count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, which is his vehicle, and one count of leaving the scene of a crash involving injury, and one count of operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license. FHP says Vance is classified as a habitual traffic offender. He drove his vehicle over a motorcycle carrying a man and a woman before fleeing. You can see that video up on our Facebook page right now. Just moments before the incident, the suspect exchanged words with the driver of the motorcycle, who is identified as Joseph Calderazzo, and his passenger, Melanie Ann Milinkovic. One witness shot video on his cell phone that clearly shows Calderazzo and Milinkovic being knocked from the motorcycle as Vance drives into it. Abe Garcia shared the video with News Channel 8. He says the people on the bikes are veterans, and for this incident happened to be on to happen on Memorial Day is a shame. Fortunately, the motorcyclist was not seriously injured, suffering a few minor scrapes and bruises, and they were treated at the scene. For those of you who haven't seen this video yet, it's everywhere. They are at a light, and they are arguing from the car to the motorcycle. And then this guy, Vance, drives forward over the front of the motorcycle so much that his car goes up on two wheels.
Yeah, he dukes the hazards.
And knocks down the driver and the passenger of the motorcycle. They go tumbling over and are able, you see them in the video as they stand up. So, thankfully that they're okay. I would think that their legs would have been crushed or something. That is insane. I don't know, though, and I don't think anybody is. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, what he did is totally wrong, and there was even people trying to justify saying that it looked like the guy on the motorcycle was reaching in his waistband for a gun. I didn't see any
sign of that. The end of the video when the guy gets up, but he could just be fixing his jeans. He should just get run over by a vehicle. So.
Right, picking up his pants. Or I got to tell you, if a guy's trying to kill you with his car, you are allowed to meet force with force in this state.
Would that be justified if a guy was coming at you in that manner to shoot him back?
Yes. If you have video of him arguing and then going in his car from stopping to starting and driving over you, he's trying to kill you.
It would be difficult to defend, though, once he ran over and was past you, unless he was coming back at you.
Yeah. Is what I mean, yeah. So, yeah, if he would have pulled out a gun and shot him as he was going away, that wouldn't have been covered.
Right.
Vance has an extensive criminal history that includes two stints in state prison. He's been convicted previously on drug, burglary, and felony charges out of Brevard County. Additional charges may be filed against Vance as the investigation into Monday's crash continues. There's very little audio that you can hear. You can hear the two cars crash together, but you want to watch this video. And it again is at our Facebook page. We actually shared Abe Garcia, who shot the video, actually shared his video onto the page. You have to see it. It's amazing. But I want to know what happened. This guy is a bad guy, clearly. He's got a history of violence, and he's a habitual offender. But I want to know what happened leading up to this, because sometimes you motorcycle guys, you're a little much on the road. Now, I'm not saying anything that he did justifies that. But especially you weekend guys, I'm not talking about the guy who's there every day on his motorcycle taking it to work. I'm talking about the guys who decide that they're going to ride in a pack on a Sunday and take over a street, and they block off so you can't turn. All that annoys the crap out of me.
It is rarely the motorcycle that isn't one of the sport bikes. It's rarely a cruiser. It's rarely like a Harley or one of those where you're cruising around. It's most of the time the guys, in my opinion, and what I've seen,
they're the troublemakers.
It's the guys that are on the GSXR,
But I'm not saying so the Harley guys, they're not necessarily speeding down, doing 300 miles an hour down a residential street. But when they go on runs, and I don't mean like poker runs for charity and all that stuff, where they decide they're going to get on a weekend warrior, go for a ride down 41, they'll pack it up and they act like they own the whole goddamn road. Oh, we're be careful for bikers. Well, look out for drivers. We have bigger cars. And you guys, it's like they feel like once they get out there and they're driving in a pack that everybody has to now, you know, move for them.
Right.
That gets annoying after a while.
Did you see the post that was put on your video?
No.
The comment. So somebody screen grabbed what appears to be this guy's, one of the motorcycle riders' sons posted in a forum on Facebook called Bay Area Riders. I get a call while I'm in my interview, and my dad needs me to pick him up. He just got hit. He tells me that this guy was zipping through the other bikers, and when he got to the red light, my dad and his friend started to talk to him like, what the F are you doing? And then he ran over my father, lead bike rider on the Harley, and ran into a Customs and Border Patrol officer, and then went to change his tire at a fire station and was immediately arrested. But right now, I'm just waiting to hear back about if he needs to go to the hospital.
That is Joe Calderazzo. In the Bay Area Riders Forum. Very interesting. Now, again, I don't know what Calderazzo, the rider of the motorcycle, I'm not saying he or his people did anything in this incident. All I'm saying is sometimes, especially in that area, on Sundays, the weekend warrior motorcycle guys have some, they have this feeling like they own the road and that everybody else has to get out of their way because they decided to put on their leather vest and go riding that day. The other thing I don't understand is, so I almost took a picture of this and tweeted it, but I've seen Sons of Anarchy and I don't want to get killed. There were guys at Disney,
mm-hmm.
and they were wearing their sleeveless denim motorcycle gang jackets.
Mm-hmm. Their colors.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the colors seem to be the same.
Yeah.
Black on denim. The one thing I couldn't figure out, though, there were two guys, and they were like the Main Street maniacs, and they were literally walking up Main Street at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife goes, "Is that a Disney jacket?" And I go, "I don't know. I can't figure it out."
Right?
Like, is there a Disney motorcycle gang?
They love Disney. They're maniacs for Main Street.
Right. That's what it was. The Main Street Maniacs. Is that? Can you look that up and see if that's a real motorcycle gang? Do they have a web page?
Main Street Maniacs.
Was that what it was? The Main Street Maniacs.
Did you see what chapter they were? Like, were they Orlando chapter?
It said across the top. It said Main Street, and at the bottom,
I'm just finding stuff for San Francisco.
It might be them,
but not like motorcycle. Like a bar called Main Street Maniacs Toasters.
Is there a Disney motorcycle gang that you could be a part of?
Hello?
Hey, what was that Disney motorcycle gang called?
Yeah,
Main Street. I think it just said Main Street.
Was it Main Street Maniacs or something?
I don't think it said Maniacs. I think it just said Main Street.
No, it said something. It said Main Street at the top, and then it said something at the bottom, like Main Street Marauders.
Street Elite?
No, it had a thing at the bottom. Come on, Amanda, I need you to back me up on these things.
Yeah, right here.
Main Street Elite
Disneyland. He's got a Disney. It's got Mickey Mouse on the back of the motorcycle.
They didn't. Maybe they weren't in yet. Maybe they didn't get let in yet.
That's their patches.
There were pledges.
There were pledges. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Main Street Elite.
What does it say?
I'm trying to read about it now.
Come on, Rob.
Oh, I wasn't with you.
First, my wife lets me down. Now you let me down. Amanda.
What?
Thank you. I got to go. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, so there's clubs taking cues from motorcycle clubs. The groups wear matching denim vests with the club's name and logo on the back in custom-made patches designed by members. The vest fronts may feature the member's name and their favorite character or attraction at Disney World.
Oh, brother.
Let's see. It pins.
Yeah, let me see, Joe. Let me see the back. Like, pause when
there's
they go.
There's clubs that take their names from specific attractions or themed land, like the Jungle Land Cruisers, the Hitchhikers, the Haunted Mansion, the Wonderlanders, the Hidden Mickeys, and the Walt Misfits.
Oh, brother.
The Neverlanders and the Main Street Elite are the largest and most visible groups. The number of clubs has grown to well over 20.
That is hilarious.
And this goes between Disney's club here and at California Adventure Park, where they also have people who walk around in denim jackets.
My wife keep going, so are they part of Disney? Or do they? I go, no, I think that they're real motorcycle people. And she's like, but it says Main Street. We're like 2 feet away from them. Like,
they're,
Jesus.
They're really just Disney social clubs. Like, you could get, you could be the Calta clan if you wanted to start one inside of Disney.
I don't want any Calta's fictitious
clan.
Military
Calta's
group.
Calta's clan.
Devin, you were also involved in that accident. You were behind Abe?
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't behind Abe. I was behind Joe. I was the one that was yelling at the guy through his window.
Oh, you were on a motorcycle or in a car?
I was on the motorcycle.
Okay, so you know the rider.
Right, right. We were all riding together.
Now, what led up to this as it went down? Because all we know is what happened in the video.
Right. Well, what had happened was the guy was zipping in and out of traffic, and he almost ran into one of the motorcycles. So when he got to the light, Joe and I pulled up next to him, and I was hollering in the window at him, and I asked him what was wrong with him, and he was laughing and flipping us off. And at that point, he put the car into reverse and put it into drive. He hit Joe's bike first, and then he floored it to get over top of Joe's bike.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most dangerous part, because once he hit the bike, his car went up on the two wheels. Now, do you know Joe pretty well?
Yeah, he's one of my closest friends.
Okay, so the lady on the back, thankfully, she went tumbling, because you don't want that bike and the car weight on top of you.
Right, exactly.
How many people were in the, how many people were on bikes?
There was five of us. We were just coming back from the big Memorial Day ride.
Yeah, and then this guy, I mean, I got to tell you, I wasn't there, but I tend to have to believe your story, because this guy's got such a record of being a maniac and a terrible driver.
Well, when he took off, I took off after him. Me and one of the other guys in there was a federal officer, and was chasing after him, too. He wound up hitting another car and blew his tires on the railroad track right there by Lutz Lake Fern Road.
Right.
Pulled into the fire station, and when he got out, he was laughing. Just kept laughing and started changing his tire like nothing was wrong.
Man, so, and had no remorse or no concern for the people he just ran over?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That is insane. I'm glad your friends are okay.
Yeah, Joe's got a broken leg, and Mel, she's all scraped and bruised up and pinched a nerve in her neck.
At least they'll be able to sue this guy's insurance company. Yeah, probably not.
He didn't have a driver's license. That was his girlfriend's car.
Yeah, Jack Allen was joking. The good thing, though, is the motorcycle community is so tight. You guys will have 10 rides to get together to raise money for Joe. Well, that's insane. I'm glad that nobody was hurt any worse than that, and hopefully Joe will be okay.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Is he home?
Yeah, he's home.
We should probably call Joe and check in with him.
I can get you his number.
All right, let me put you on hold. Hold on. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad you guys are all safe. Carmen, get Joe's number. Maybe in the next hour we'll call and check on him, make sure he's okay.
Yeah, well, plus, we have a lawyer he can talk to if he hasn't sought representation yet. That's true. Come in and advise him as well.
That's true. I don't know about that. But also, if this guy has no insurance, and Joe hopefully has good bike insurance to cover his bike, well, we may have to find him a new bike.
Yeah.
All right. Let me talk to Steve. Steve, what do you know about the Main Street Elite?
Oh, they're like a Disney social club. They have mainly out in Disneyland is where they have them.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many around here in Orlando, but they could be coming to Orlando. But like out in Disneyland, it's a real big thing to have these social clubs, and they have patches and gatherings and all that, like the Neverlanders and hitchhikers for the Haunted Mansion. And
so do they drive around on motorcycles, or do they just wear the dumb jackets?
Not that I know of. They just wear jackets and get together. And, you know, they're not like a gang or anything. They're just a social group. And
may I suggest, though, a light cotton t-shirt instead of a big denim vest, because it just seems to me it's more appropriate in 98-degree weather.
You would think that, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it looks like the Main Street Elite are the West Coast, and the Main Street Maniacs are over here in Orlando.
Yeah, like I said, we go to Disney World all the time, my wife and I, and we haven't seen too much of that social club thing yet, but there are people in the Facebook groups and all that always talking about, hey, let's start a group and all that. So it could be what you're seeing is the beginning of a social group like that that goes to Disney.
Oh, good. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I just never understood that. I mean, I'm a guy who's in a fraternity and a guy who played organized sports, and I still don't understand you could be a part of a group, but not a group that doesn't, like, if you were like, let's get together and start a group so we could all wear the same jackets. That blows my mind. That blows my mind. I don't understand. If you were going to do it with a tank top or a sleeveless shirt so that you can go and be a little bit more comfortable. Like, why a biker jacket?
I have no idea. What is the, where did that get its start?
You know, the biker jacket?
The biker vest. Is that a protective thing, like a leather? You know, you can wear a leather jacket on a motorcycle, and the leather obviously gives you a little bit more protection than just a regular shirt.
If I'm the Outlaws, I'm really mad at these Disney guys. I'd start a war with them. I'd go, listen, we're the Outlaws. We're a badass motorcycle gang. We don't need you Mickey Mousers coming in here and stealing our, making us look. Because now when I see them, I'm like, are you a Mickey Mouse or an Outlaw?
Mongrels, Hell's Angels, those types where you're like, hey.
They should be furious.
Yeah. Or you start representing the bad guys with your own Disney club, and you go in and fight all the good guy clubs.
I am not looking to be involved in this. Why are you trying to put
in.
Me?
We'll start
why are you trying to get me to start my own clique?
Who
I'm
is
at Disney like every other weekend? Like if
you should have a vest.
Yeah. I am. You know what I am? I'm the CIA of Disney. I'm in and out. And nobody even knows I was there.
No.
I don't want nothing. You know what I want there? An apartment in the castle. That's a get me that, and then I'll start wearing a jacket.
That'd be pretty cool.
Who is the lady for 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella De Vil.
Cruella De Vil. Mm-hmm. The Cruellas.
The crew. C-R-E-W. Cruellas.
Like Cruellas. Yeah.
We're the Cruellas. Watch out.
102 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tougher than you by one. No, I don't want to have any part of it.
No, yeah, no, you are. You and your family are now the Cruellas.
Crucaltus. Stop it. Now you're making me think it's a good idea. We're making t-shirts made.
Oh, yeah.
There is a video.
Crucaltus, party of four. Crucaltus, your table is ready.
There is a video.
Yeah.
Of a UFO. UFO, unidentified flying object.
I have not seen this yet, but here's my problem. Video's too good now. Little kids can make videos that I go, oh my God, look at that. That's real. But I mean, it's not real. So I don't know. I'm not
Let
saying-
me just tell you, this is Fox News reporting. Video of a strange object in the sky near a military base in Dayton, Ohio, had the internet buzzing Sunday over whether or not it was a UFO. This according to Fox and Friends. It looks like it's moving with the clouds, a woman's heard saying. The 13-minute YouTube video appears to show an object hovering and disappearing into the clouds near the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which housed an Air Force project that documented alleged UFO and extraterrestrial sightings from 47 to 69. The couple spotted the object as they were watching the sunset from their home. You have to... Joey, can you put the... Look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. That is good. Play it, Joe. That is amazing.
Not just for like 30 seconds.
No, 13 minutes. And it doesn't appear to be at like anything we've ever seen before. It's not saucer shaped. It looks
like a razor. Like, it, you know, like a one it looks of those like a, single blade razors that you'll have that it, you'll take out. That, it looks like
a fat lightning bolt.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. What could that possibly be?
This looks like something out of that movie District 9.
Right, you know, that's exactly
like
that what it looks
video
like.
Footage, yeah,
or Avatar.
Yeah.
That they fly in. What that is it's a Air Force air vehicle that they have that can hover and do all that stuff. Yeah, they're not going to tell everybody.
Well, then they shouldn't show it in the daytime.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Remember what Lionel said when we were at dinner? Plenty of pilots have seen these UFOs. They're just, they can't say anything because if they do say anything, they'll lose their jobs. And then if they lose, or they be cut, who will ensure a mentally unsound pilot?
They're crazy. Yeah. By the way, Lionel blew our minds at night. Lionel told us that. And then what else? You remember what else he said?
Oh, that there's something coming.
But here's what he said. He said that, anytime that there's an assassination attempt on the president or somebody that needs to be taken down, they don't just do it. They slow roll it. So the guy gets over the fence one day. Guy gets throws an object in there. Guy lands a helicopter. All little things until they get him. And they go, well, you see, there was a security problem. It's been documented over the last year. And just over the weekend, they found the White House on lockdown because somebody threw something over the fence
again, and mm-hmm. that was. And he said that something was ramping up to be coming because all of these situations have happened. You've heard about President Obama being in the elevator with two people who weren't cleared by security. The guy trying to break over the fence just a week ago. Now another guy.
So they're
something.
Waiting for the last few months of his 8-year term.
Not him. They're just letting you know that if Trump gets in, it's not such a secure White House. Gotcha. They want to let you know. If I'm Trump, I'm hiring somebody. My vice president is going to be Chuck Norris. Somebody that's always by me and that can always protect me.
See, you do the worst. He's already going to win, so you do the worst possible scenario. You get like the worst human being possible to be your vice presidential candidate. And then you go, well, look, if anything happens to me, look who's in charge.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You guys better keep me alive or this is your guy. Here you go, Dan Quayle. I don't think he's going to win. I really don't at
Who,
this
Trump?
Point. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know what Bernie Sanders is still doing. He's still running around screaming he's going to win. I don't understand how that's even possible. I don't. This is the most confusing election since the one where we had to recount Florida a gazillion times. I don't know. At this point, I cannot make any predictions. Sean, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta show.
Picture this. The good guy motorcycle gang is riding up right outside of the tram. Everyone in the tram stands up. They're like, oh, it's a good guy motorcycle guy. Oh, what's that? Oh, my gosh, it's Mike Calta, the sorcerer, and his apprentice biker gang, and they have Gaston muskets loaded with Disney.
Stop it, sir. Stop it. I'm not. There'll be no Gaston muskets. There'll be no.
It's the Cruellas.
No Cruella Calta clan at all.
Calta's Cruellas.
We don't even wear Mickey shirts when we go. That's it.
Oh,
we're just
God, man, I can't Mickey wait shirt. Until we get like a photo of you guys all wearing the same shirt.
You've already admitted
thing
you guys
one,
do.
Thing two.
Where you wear hats and stuff.
We didn't. My son wanted us all to buy hats one time.
That's how
years.
It starts. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're wearing the same T-shirt on a cruise ship.
Yep. Next thing you know, a White House compromise.
Just because you guys don't love your family doesn't mean you have to drag me into it, especially you.
Oh, I think you we should love all our wear family. Disney shirts. We're just not queer.
I think it's great. I think you should wear more matching shirts.
You hold my monkey backpack tail, and then I hold yours, and we walk. And while we're doing it, you know what? We could sit down here, and we could clean each other.
People get comments all over my Facebook trying to find pictures of us wearing matching shirts. Doesn't exist.
Oh, it's adorable.
My son's wearing a hockey shirt. My daughter's in a...
The Alaskan cruise. Your whole family got t-shirts that you all wore together.
I made t-shirts for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I was
hey, it's cute.
I'm making them for this year's trip, too. So, shut up, Rob.
Are we all wearing...
Just because your mom was always drunk at all your events.
No, not my mom.
Just because your dad was never said he loved you and never hugged you and your mom was always drunk.
Are we all wearing the same shirts on the Celtic cruise?
No.
So we can stick together.
Come on.
Everybody on the show has to wear the same shirt.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody's going to make it on the cruise this
year. God damn it.
That's too bad for Spanish. But the rest of us are going to wear the same shirt.
Can I still get a shirt?
Dom, as you know, the biggest story in the news right now, trending worldwide, is right here in Pasco County. It is in the area between my house and your house where this accident happened.
This is the biggest news?
This is
over the gorilla?
Over the gorilla. Well, and certainly here in this area. Okay. Robert Vance rode over Joe and his girlfriend and put the lives of a lot of people in danger. And this is Joe, who joins us on the line. Joe, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
Joe, how do you say your last name? Was I saying it right? Calderazzo. Joe was the guy. Now, I understand your friend called, and you had a broken leg?
Yeah, broken fibula. It's a small bone on the outside.
Boy, you got to be grateful. It could have been a lot worse than that.
God forbid,
Absolutely. I'm glad everything came out pointing in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I saw that video last night, when I first saw it on Facebook, I didn't even know that not only was it in Florida, but it was in my county. You're only a couple of miles away from where I live. And I really thought when it first happened that your girlfriend, because it looked like she was thrown, I thought maybe she was crushed. And when you guys both stood up, I was like, oh, thank God. Because that maniac, I mean, he came right at you. You could have been pinned under that bike.
Absolutely. Or both, the bike and the car, you know, because there was a moment where the car was sitting on top of the bike, but luckily, we were able to get our legs out on the right-hand side as the bike went down, and we came out okay.
What happened leading up to that? Your friend said this guy was weaving in and out of the bikes?
Oh, my God. It was just one of those crazy drivers going down the road, cutting people off. He cut one of the guys in our bike group, he cut him off, and I mean, came within a foot of the front of the bike, cutting in and out of lanes. And this is about half mile to a mile up the road where all of this started. And he sped off, weaving in and out, and almost hit one of the other bikers. And finally, he got caught at the next red light, and there was no traffic. And we ended all pulling up next to him. And you know, we offered our advice on his lack of driving skills. He didn't take too kindly to that.
Yeah, now, they said, let's clear this up right away. A bunch of people on the post said it looked like you might have been going in your waistband to grab a weapon. We said you also might have been trying to pick your pants up. Did you have a weapon on you?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to at that point. Well, that's okay. I mean, I would imagine if he did that you're a licensed gun holder.
Absolutely, yes. Everything is licensed and legal. And I was pulling my pants up at the moment. So
yeah,
just to set that out, but
Wait, Dom Ferriello here. There was a report that you guys are veterans. Is that correct?
I am. Yes. Well, one of the other bikers is also a veteran.
Well, first of all, thank you for the service to our country and having Memorial Day yesterday. And I wasn't sure, really what the status was until I came in this morning. I saw the video for the first time with Mike this morning because I just got back from vacation. But my question was the overt act. Did he just? You guys are arguing, and then he just decides to turn the car and cross lanes into you. Is that basically what it was?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he had his when he pulled up to the stop sign and saw us pulling next to him. He rolled the windows down, started screaming, and we were yelling at him. Offering our advice, He backed the car up about a foot. As soon as I saw that, I looked down at his wheel, saw that he had cranked the wheels all the way towards me because I was, in the front half of the car. And all I could do is just reach over and grab the handlebars to try to, get out of his way. Luckily, we had angled the bike away from him, so we went over. It kind of threw us off away from the bike, and then he went over the bike with nothing but, our legs. Unfortunately, he below the tire.
He had to be. I mean, this had to go along with what you're saying because the whole idea that this guy Abe captured this video on his phone, he must have been watching it develop from back there.
Yeah, yeah. Abe was in the turn lane, so southbound, getting ready to turn onto County Line Road. Willow Bend, and so he was in the turn lane, and when we pulled up, the driver, I forgot his name, was in the left of the three lanes going straight, and we were all in the middle lane. We pulled up, we started yelling and screaming, and that's when Abe started
videoing.
What a benefit to have the video there.
Sure, because, had he not, nobody's really talking about this story. Now it's just a motorcycle accident.
Well, because you don't know.
Right.
You can't see it. It's just going to be stories now. And the pants thing, did that happen after the car ran you folks over?
Oh, yeah. It was the moment. We got up, and the moment I stood up, I just went to pull my pants up and saw him speeding off.
So that's the thing. It's not as if this gentleman made an overt act while they're arguing next to each other. The hand goes into the pants or under the shirt. Yeah, you can argue on the road.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you don't want it to escalate, but this gentleman couldn't control this maniac apparently just coming over on top of him. So I don't think that there's going, if that is the argument from this other driver, I don't think that's going to hold.
Where do you stand now on an attorney, Joe?
I was getting ready to call an attorney this morning.
Well, Dom is our attorney. He's here on the show every Wednesday. He hosts his own show right here on this very radio station. If he's somebody you want to talk to, I'd be happy to pass the number along to you because Dom brought up some good points. Robert Vance, the guy who hit you, he's a habitual offender. He has no license. But the car that belonged to his girlfriend, she may have the insurance. That insurance may be responsible. What will happen is, if you don't mind, I'll put you on hold and I'll give you Dom's number. And if you need to, you can call the office and they'll help you out over there. And, among whoever, you may call a couple of lawyers today, but at least.
His discretion. Right. I mean, if you want to contact me, that's great. If you want to talk to a few lawyers to kind of get an idea, that's wonderful. Whatever your comfort level is, Mike and I are just here to, help out and give out legal advice.
I'm glad you're able to be on the phone today, Joe, and I didn't write over your head.
Right?
Yeah.
No kidding, right?
That's insane. Well, listen.
Let me tell you I got both of you on the phone. I am a motorcycle endorsement. I'm a ride. When my daughter was born, the next day, I sold my Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
I loved riding, and I had I had a couple of Harleys. I still have the motorcycle endorsement. I don't ride anymore because I made a promise to my wife, and then now I have my son. But, you just don't know. Now, this obviously is a little unique, you know, but right. it's just that type of. And then once I represented some cases where there was deaths, unfortunately, involved with motorcycle, I said, well, I can't psychologically as a person, I can't get on a bike anymore.
Your bike is totaled, Joe?
I don't know. It to me, it looks like it may be close, but I don't know. We'll have to see what the assessor says.
Right. What are you riding there?
It's a 2009 Harley Street Glide.
That's my area.
Well, listen, I'm glad you and your girl are okay, Joe. I appreciate you coming on the air, and I'll put you on hold, and Carmen will give you Dom's office number, and if you need any help, we're here to help you out.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Go. Hold on. There you go.
Thank
Joe
God
Calderazzo.
Okay. Thank God.
The victim in the big road rage yesterday.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.